It's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Good Monday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope you had a great weekend. What a beautiful weekend it was. And so many things going on. It was WUZ. Yeah, it was a great weekend. Greg Pogue and Patton Cook. John Burton with a few, I was going to say much needed little self-time, but probably not, but he's going to do it anyway. John's going to be out 2 or 3 days. Got a visit to Pittsburgh on his agenda, so good for him. And, of course, what am I going to say? 2 weeks from today and tomorrow, hopefully I'm only going to miss one of those, but we'll talk about that. By the way, good morning, Patton. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Greg. A great weekend. Great weekend of sports, but it's good to be here.
Tell John, I have
the notes.
2 pages
Love it.
Of notes. But it was great. Started Friday all the way through the weekend. You and I are going to get to a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But what'd you do? Did you have an eventful weekend?
Yeah, so this weekend was quite busy for myself. Friday night, had some high school football duties. It wasn't on air, but just kind of went to some of the local games. And then Saturday, Austin Peay, and we had a Moorhead State women's volleyball game. I produced the Jumbotron over at the Dunn Center at Austin Peay. And then Sunday, had myself a Austin Peay and UT Martin women's soccer game on ESPN Plus. So
you did that?
Yep, did
play by play.
Play by play
on ESPN Plus.
ESPN
Look at
Plus.
You over there.
So just a nice busy weekend. Yeah. How I like it. I like kind of keeping myself busy and just watching some sports on Sunday. My Sunday was a little bit more chiller and relaxed after the soccer game. So it was a good weekend.
Sundays become that way for me because, quite frankly, longer than you've been alive, I was somewhere. You know, from 1996 to maybe at least 20 straight years, I went to every Titans game. Mm. Road, home, didn't matter. I went to every one of them. I desire to not go to any of them, quite frankly, even the home games. And, you know, I could go with a media pass and sit in the press box and eat their food and do whatever, and I'll leave that to Zach. And also for 7 or 8 years, every Sunday morning hosted the TSU football coach Rod Reed show, and we hope for that to be coming back. Everything's been so crazy with trying to get everything back going again, but that was my Sunday mornings. So, yeah, Saturday, I had the prep football talk show in the morning, and then I had the TSU SEMO game in the afternoon. So, yes, my Saturdays are done, but yeah, there's a lot of things to get to. Obviously, the Titans beating the Colts 25-16, the SEC. Not a good look for all the teams of which we follow. Florida, 38-14 over Tennessee. Georgia, 62-0. Hold on. Just checking to see if they still scored. I'm sorry. It's still 62-0 over Vanderbilt. Charlotte beat MTSU Friday night in a gut-wrencher there. Indiana goes into my alma mater and Western lost by 2 and 33-31. And then the game I called SEMO beat TSU 47-14. So 0-5. Those are the 5 college teams that we focus on, right? UT, Vandy, MTSU, Western, because they're on our station. Sure. And they go to Michigan State next, by the way. and then obviously TSU, but with that. Then we've also got a lot of talk about the nil-nil draw for the Nashville SC and Chicago with the Chicago Fire, and I got some issues with what happened yesterday, and I know MLS needs to learn where it fits and find better fits in its scheduling. I'm sorry, sometimes the European traditions don't work here. We'll talk about that. A lot to get to. But yesterday, obviously, the Titans and the Colts, 25-16 win there. Ryan Tannehill, 18-27, 197, 3 interceptions, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. And, one of them, Vrabel had a great quote about the first one. The second one with Chester Rogers, I mean, yeah, an NFL receiver makes that catch, but that thing was zipping. That was on him in
some
a hurry.
Heat on it.
Yes. But it was right where only he could get it if it doesn't. So you either got to catch it or make sure somebody else doesn't. But, you know, and I want to go, but obviously Derrick Henry, 28-113, that's cool and everything. But Tannehill, 18 of 27 passing, 197. I mentioned that. A career high, 5 rushes for 56 yards. And we got some sound about this in a little bit later. He doesn't slide, does he? He's got that running. Well, he was a wide receiver in college.
No, he has no intention of it, and he's even though Mike Vrabel, it seems like every time he has a game like this where he has some big-time runs, Vrabel's telling him, hey, you can get down and slide, and it's pretty consistent in these press conferences. Ryan will just go, I'll slide if I feel like I need to, and right now he doesn't feel like he needs to, and to his credit, he hasn't had too many big shots. Yesterday he had a few of them where he probably wanted to slide down, but just the threat he gives the Titans on his legs, and coming into when he came to the Titans, that's not something I really expected a ton out of him, was him using his legs. But ultimately, that has been such a saving grace in many situations. We saw it in that big first down he got in that fourth quarter to continue the drives. But he doesn't use it often. But that athleticism is there, and it really catches defenses off guard, I think.
Yeah, and even that play you're talking about, the defender thought, well, he's going to run out of bounds. And he turned it up and got a few more yards and stayed in bounds for the clock. But so yeah, and on the other side of the ball, I know John's not here when the defense plays good, but
just how he likes it.
No, but the defense only gives up one touchdown, and the one thing they didn't do, they didn't, you know, the reactionary of on both those interceptions, the Colts turned into touchdowns. So now a touchdown and a field goal, excuse me, but. Yeah, 3 of 12 on third down conversions were all the Colts had. So, yeah, but and then just all the way around. I mean, but they're winning the game. A.J. Brown's out. Okay, A.J. Brown's out. Julio Jones, the mystery, is – but he was not available. So the touchdowns were what? Westbrook, Akina, McNichols
yeah.
And Chester Rogers. That's the three I played in my parlay.
Right. Well, it's 80,000.
Yeah, I got to go collect my money later and not be – and I'm by the station. But so, yeah, and it was curious in yesterday in the postgame. No reason given. It was almost like maintenance in the fourth quarter. And I know there was a third and – you know, was it blocking? Was it this or was it that? But, you know, there was a third and 10 play, big play. If you're going to have Julio Jones, because he made some strong catches, and, you know, he when he's out there, I mean, he's playing hard and producing, and but he's on the sideline as well. So really don't know what with that. But just the thing I got out of this is Tannehill, but sustaining drives. When the Colts tied it up at 7-7, 8-play, 75-yard drive, that was when the 18 yard touchdown catch to Westbrook Akina. And then late, a 5-play, 59-yard, 10-yard touchdown pass to McNichols in that. And even before that, a 14-play, 67-yard drive that resulted in Randy Bullock's 32-yard field goal with just under 3 minutes to go that's made it back to a two-possession game. That's the things that impress me. Three sustained offensive drives, big plays by Tannehill with a leg, big catches, this and that. That's what really impressed me, that that they were doing it with really the bottom of the roster in a lot of ways. No AJ, no Julio, no Bud Dupree.
Yep.
You know.
And one thing that's been consistent under Mike Vrabel is kind of just finding ways to win. And when you have guys out, I always look back to whenever Mariota was out against that Colts game, or the Texans game, sorry, and he had Derrick Henry running the Wildcat. He just puts a game plan together to end up winning it. And this one was a little bit different because it was in-game. He had to make in-game adjustments and kind of personnel moves. But to the defense's credit, having no Bud Dupree, the pass rush was still there. Harold Landry was showing up consistently.
Adeyemi? Is it Adeyemi?
Yeah, that sounds
Adeyemi,
good to me.
Adeyemi? where the hell did he come from?
Exactly.
I mean, he was all over. And David Long was all over the field.
He sure was, and he's kind of been – he took that step last year after Jayon Brown got hurt. You really saw him step up, but Jeffrey Simmons, another guy, continues to kind of improve, and that's a welcome sight for this defense, and the confidence they're getting from these past couple of games, it's going to be huge because you'd have to say, Greg, confidence was down at the floor and even below. They were digging down on the floor last season, but this year the confidence is there. They're flying to the football, and another player I'm going to shout out, Christian Fulton.
Yes.
Just an exceptional kind of return from him from last year. Kind of banged up a little bit. Didn't really know what he was. Played a lot of slot corner last year. This season, he is that number one, right alongside Janoris Jenkins, Jackrabbit Jenkins, I should say. But yeah. It's been the Janoris Jenkins. He's been on the number one wide receiver pretty much every week this year, and he's held his own.
Yeah, the corners we worried about. Who was the one that they drafted that never really developed now with the Jets? Out of Southern Cal.
Oh, Adoree Jackson.
Adoree Jackson. Yeah. He, you know, we hoped that he would develop to what he could be. Never did. Nope. Christian Fulton, second year draft pick, second year out of LSU. It just seems like the switch has come on for him too. I mean, he is playing well. I know, and he got dinged up several times yesterday and came back in. So, but anyway, we were talking about Tannehill's run and then Vrabel. What do you have for us first over there, Patton?
Well, we'll start first with how Mike Vrabel, we talked about some of the unnamed guys, and he kind of goes into how important it is for guys like Amani Hooker and guys like that to kind of pick up the slack when you have injuries, and here he is.
I mean, whether it's Dane going in there for the first time, Elijah Molden playing, Ola, you know, Torrey Carter got his first action, you know, just some guys that maybe you hadn't heard of and that aren't household names, but guys that we have confidence in, they're on the roster, we have confidence in them that they can and go out there and do their job and execute and help us win. And that's going to be from now until, you know, certainly the end of this season. As long as, you know, we're here, we're going to believe in that because it's what happens. It's a long season. Things come up, things happen. Guys are unavailable, then all of a sudden, you know, they're back in and then they're down. So everybody just has to be ready to go and be able to understand the game plan and what's going to be asked of them.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom of the roster on both sides of the ball, and certainly the stars stepping up. Derrick Henry, again, just a methodical 28 carries, 113 yards. So, all right, here's what we got going on this morning. We got Teresa Walker coming up at 10:25. Alan Bell, we're just going to go around the horn with him, including what a fun game to watch. If you didn't have a dog in the hunt, that Packers 49ers game last night was
unreal.
A lot of fun to watch. Also over the weekend, we're going to get into college football, the Ryder Cup. The USA just blows out Europe. And Nashville SC yesterday, 0-0, nil-nil draw at Soldier Field, which 24 hours earlier had Notre Dame and Wisconsin playing on it. No Hani Mukhtar, and according to Gary Smith, it was because of the field. C.J. Sapong didn't even make the trip. Still, got the point, and there is some separation now. 11, with the 45 points, they are 6 points separating them and number three NYCFC. So you go up there and you get the point, but and you know what I'm saying? Why is the MLS going to be so stubborn to go head to head one thing against the NFL in you know, like yesterday the Titans and the Nashville SC were playing at the same time, and then on a field they shouldn't have been playing on, right?
Nope.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's kind of, it's an odd situation for them because it's going to be tough no matter where they put it. If they put it on Saturdays, you're going right up against college football. The only thing I will agree with you there is having a market playing at the same time. The Bears played as well at 12 o'clock.
Right, in the same city.
Exactly. So
no, it, I mean, but somewhere else.
Right. But they played away. They played down in Cleveland. It just doesn't – I think they've got to be smarter in that sense. I get whatever you pick, you're going to go up against college football or NFL football. But in terms of markets, it just doesn't make sense. If you want to get max viewership, you want to have the tight – if you want to have Nashville SC playing – at 7 o'clock,
at least Sunday night,
exactly.
You know, not head to head against your own in city. You know, they're not rivals, but they are competing for the same eyeballs and earballs.
And I think the Preds maybe could get away with it if they kind of went head to head against the Titans. But Nashville SC, it's too new of a team, and you're trying to build viewership and you're trying to build fans in general and kind of making it go head to head. I know Nashville SC can't do anything about it. It's all the MLS front office and kind of the big wigs up there, but. Not the best marketing decision. I'm with you there.
Well, and the field thing will work out soon enough. You know, just down the road from us here in Woodbine, that thing will be open in 2023, right, is the plan.
Well, I'm pretty sure right now they have got it scheduled.
2022?
Yeah, they're next scheduled year? To go for the start of next season, and they've got some of the seats in. It's
looking awesome. Yeah, I drove by there. It's amazing. It really is. And you know, and it'll be pretty soon that, you know, you'll only find like 3% of the people who were against it. but that's the way it was with the Titans. You know, it was 58% to 42% for them to come here. The vote was in Metro at the time. Now it's the same people would, you know, they've even been back and interviewed them. I was just, you know, like most people in politics, they just follow what they're all followers. So... anything else, I mean, here on the top that we need to get to? We're going to obviously get into college football a little bit later. Vanderbilt, it was 38-0 at halftime. Georgia scored on a touchdown on its first five drives. Even at the seven, you know, after it was 7-0, you fumble a kickoff and then Ken Seals interception. So, but 35 points in less than 12 minutes. And so
Vandy got the ball first. Georgia didn't even get the ball first to start the first half. And I thought it was pretty telling. Usually when you see 35-0, you'll see Kirby Smart kind of pound the football running. They were passing. I think that was a message shown from what
last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year. Hey, Georgia fan, and I don't know that I don't disagree with them, that Vandy backed out of that game because they just didn't want to play.
Yep.
And I have no reason to believe either way, but Vandy backed out of that game last year, according to a lot of people whose opinion I trust. Yeah. You show up and play. Because it cost what a couple of those players statistically – and, you know, say, well, it's not about stats, but it's also about, you know, competition. So,
Senior day, cost Georgia the university money. They didn't have the ticket gate that day. I mean, it's all.
Yeah, Vandy didn't want to go. Let's just call it like it is. All right, Florida, 38-14 over Tennessee. Maybe Tennessee shouldn't have showed up. I don't know. Hendon Hooker didn't look too bad. But Emory Jones, he passed for 209. He ran for 144. That's 353 yards of total offense. He's perfect for Dan Mullen.
Yep.
He's perfect.
And that young man responded early in the season. It was the Anthony Richardson show. He was kind of in the backseat, Emory Jones was. But after Anthony kind of picked up a slight injury, he's come right in and he reclaimed that spot. And credit to him, he looked really good against Tennessee. I thought they competed for the first half, but just numbers and talent-wise, there's a clear gap, and you saw that on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hypal. I mean, what he had?
No.
He showed up with, you know, everybody in the transfer portal heading out and had 71, I think, scholarship players when he showed up. So, I just think you show that. That right there is indicative of where Florida is today and where Tennessee is today.
100%.
And that had nothing to do with coaching, I guarantee you that. All right, that's going to get us started. Coming up at 10:25, Teresa Walker, your phone calls throughout the morning. But first, coming up after this break, we will go around the NFL with none other than Alan Bell.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with a hearty steak and eggs and deviled egg toast, or you can lunch on smoked prime rib or shrimp and grits. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Wait lists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Greg Folk, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold, all the coldest team in town. Pat and Cook running things here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. John Burton, he is off today. By the way, tomorrow he's going to be off until Thursday, getting a little vacay in here. But guess who's going to be in studio tomorrow? Big Joe Dubin. Joe's coming in and is going to sit in for, of course, now with Main Street Media. Yeah. Joe's going to come in and sit in and eat our food. And it's all gone, Joe. Anyway, no, Big Joe's going to be in here tomorrow morning. Alan Bell 24/7, Alan Bell 24/7 Sports Line. And if you don't follow Alan on Twitter, do so. He's a fun follow, especially if you like to play. You know, Alan, what are you doing, man?
I'm just hanging out, buddy. You doing all right?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
You got plenty of supervision over there?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. first off, I want to do this. Tell the people how to find what you do, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, you can definitely find me on Twitter, like you said, at AlanBell247. But mainly, sportsline.com. Mm-hmm. We are with CBS Sports, and really what we do is give you an edge in regards to sports betting, whether it's college football, NFL, baseball, NBA, I mean, you name it. What we want to do is simulate games, grade bets, make sure that you hit the right ones, stay away from the wrong ones, make a little money, and then, you know, be happy on Monday.
or don't have to go double up to catch up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Usually these primetime games, these Monday night games, that's what people are chasing. Yeah, we don't want you to do that at all.
We're going to go around the horn, certainly talk about the Titans as well, obviously the local, but last night, without a dog in the hunt, what a fun! Unless you had the Packers plus the 3, I think you're even more happier. But what a fun game to watch! Aaron Rodgers, Garoppolo was on point, throwing haymakers at each other, and I really enjoyed that game. 49ers are a good football team. There's no doubt about it. But Green Bay, and what was it? Less than 30 seconds, you give Aaron Rodgers the ball. Crazy.
It's insane. First off, you're right. It was an excellent game. And two, you know, we keep finding out that there's no amount of time that you could give Aaron Rodgers because he's going to make it happen, right? Like, I mean, 30 seconds in the NFL. That's insane. Against a good defense.
With no timeouts.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's just insane what this guy can do. He's so good. He's so talented. And you're right. It was a fantastic game. It was everything that it was built up to be. And, you know, we'll see these two teams down the road because they both got some more noise to make this year in the NFL.
In the West, I mean, Seattle loses again yesterday. And but you look at the Rams and you look at the Cardinals. I don't know, not totally convinced on them yet either, but that division's a lot. I mean, it's going to go, what, we could get, what, both wild cards from there, right?
Yeah, that division is really good. And, you know, you're right. You look at the Seahawks, they're 1-2. They've lost two straight now. But, you know, they'll be good. The Rams, they might be the best team in the NFL. They are a fantastic football team because they play defense. They can take the top off of Matthew Stafford, but they don't mind running the ball either, right? Like, I mean, Sean McVay has got a heck of a team out there. And the Cardinals, I'm with you. The Cardinals are very explosive. Their problem is that, you know, Kyler Murray, you either get Jekyll or Hyde, right? Like, he can take the top off of defense any second, and he can give away the ball at any second, right? So they got some work to do. But long story short, man, the NFC West, that is just – that's a rock fight out there.
Well, and obviously you mentioned the Rams, 34-24 winner over the Bucks in that game. Brady throws for 432 yards, but good for Matthew Stafford. He got out of Detroit jail, and he's having fun. And 343 yards, four touchdowns, and you really sense that. Hey, I have a stage now, and also obviously in LA, one of the largest in the world, to do something where he's been. You know, no matter how good he was always in Detroit.
Yeah, you know, he had a ceiling, right? Like, there's only so far he could go, and now the team can go as far as it wants to. And you're right. I mean, he had a heck of a day. He's had a good game. I believe all three. But you know, he's not the only guy, right? Like, he doesn't have to be the guy that saves the team, right? Like, I mean, Aaron Rodgers can do that. Tom Brady can do that. Not many others can. And you don't want to be in that position. So, you know, this is a perfect place for Stafford. He could be as aggressive as he wants to. He can also lead on the run game, and he knows that he has a defense that can, you know, keep other teams in check. So it's kind of a perfect fit for him. And I'm excited to see how far they take it because this team is really good. It's really fun.
You know, Alan Bell with us, Alan Bell, 24/7, sportsline.com is how to find out him. And he's a great follow on Twitter, by the way. you know, and I guess the Lions are easy whipping boys, but I tell you what, they got lioned yesterday on the delay a game penalty that wasn't called. I mean, wow! The refereeing in this league is amazing. And last night, Jerome Boger, that's the word. Why the hell that crew's even in the NFL? I have no idea. But and the Lions, though, they got lioned.
They did. I mean, they did. And you know, we talked about how, you know, every year, every game, Aaron Rodgers, it seems to be more amazing at what he could do. Every year, every game, it seems to be what less amazing the Lions can do and figure out ways to lose. I hate it for him. It's brutal. And you're exactly right. And, you know, that's what kills me about, you know, officiating in the league is that you'll see phantom holding calls come from the other side of the field that nobody was paying attention to, nor should they have been, right? And then it's like we just missed this, you know? Like, what is going on here? How do we miss this? So I hate it for them. Justin Tucker, I mean, that's an amazing kick. And think about this. That kick was, what, 66 yards,
66
right?
yards, yeah. I'm glad you brought it up because I was going to, yeah.
Yeah, 66 yards. That one kick was more yardage total than the Chicago Bears had all day against the Cleveland Browns. They had 47, so there you go.
Yeah, Prater, 64 back in 2013. Was that in Denver, right? Is that?
Yep.
And so, obviously, you can extrapolate that on out. But, yeah, 66-yarder to win the game is pretty amazing. Ben Roethlisberger. I know he threw for over 300 yards, but, man, he can't move.
No, he can't. And the Steelers' offensive line's not helping him out either. Oh. You know, my biggest question is this. How in the world did they beat the Bills? What did they do in week one to beat the Bills? Because now the Steelers are coming back to earth, who we kind of thought that they would be this year. And, yeah, they're getting old, and they're getting old fast right in front of us. And you're right. You know, Roethlisberger, he's had a Hall of Fame career, and praise to him, but it is getting towards the end.
And now the Bengals are – how close are they? I mean, Burrow, yeah. And they got a they've got good balance, in their offense, and Burrow's going to be okay.
Well, he is, and I'll say this. I mean, you remember last year, right? Like the Bengals, you know, before he was injured, the Bengals were a terrible team, just all around in terms of talent. And Burrow won and kept them in games. Like, I think we need to appreciate more how good of a quarterback Joe Burrow is. Look what he did at LSU. Look what he's doing now. Like, he is that good. The Bengals, they still clearly have work to do, and they're in a really tough division, you know, when you're looking at the Browns and the Ravens and even the Steelers. But, yeah, this Burrow kid can play, man. He is a tough, good quarterback.
Well, and somebody that they brought in and they put him out there and they stuck with him, Justin Herbert, that's paying dividends now. San Diego goes into Kansas City and wins 30-24. A sidebar, Andy Reid after the game, taken by ambulance to hospital, dehydration overnight, to be fine. So that's great news there. Now San Diego go, they always win in Kansas City, don't they? I mean, it's crazy, but they need to play their, you know, both games there, I guess. But anyway, so they win, and Herbert looks good, and Williams is a stud, man. I mean, so they're, you know, are the Chargers for real?
Yeah, they are. They're a good football team. I mean, it goes to show, you have one of these, you know, hot young quarterbacks, you know, that's got an arm, buddy, you can win some games in this league. And, they're good. Their defense is solid. Their secondary is very, very good. And we look at the Chiefs now. They've lost two straight games. And they're, you know, yeah, the Chiefs are averaging, you know, around 30 points, you know, per game. I think they only scored 24 yesterday. But they're averaging, you know, 30 points roughly. But they're giving up 30-plus points per game as well. They've got some defensive issues. And I'm not sure exactly what they need to do to fix their problems, because – their offense is going to be fun. It's going to score points. But we're finding out now that you can't always come and play from behind, man. Like, that's not going to work long term. So they got some soul searching to do over there.
Alan Bell with us. Alan Bell 24/7 on Twitter. Allan Bell on Twitter with the 247 at the end of that as well. I'm saving the Titans to the end. So we're just going around the NFL. But another one. The Patriots, of course, there's going to be so much made of this coming Sunday night, the Tampa Bay and Brady return and all of that and yada, yada, yada. But they're just not any good right now. I don't think they're very good at all, quite frankly.
They're limited, right? It's interesting that the Patriots and Tom Brady both lost this week, like coming into that game, right? But, yeah, I mean, the Patriots they're a limited team. Like, they could play pretty good defense, but if you jump up on them, they're just not ready yet. They can be. I believe in Mac Jones. I think he's going to be a heck of a quarterback, but they haven't really opened him up yet. They're just kind of limited at what they can do.
They have no ground game at all. Nobody can't run the ball.
They don't have much. Yeah, they don't have much of an offensive line. They just don't have all of that together of what we used to see. And they have to win games ugly, and their defense needs to make games ugly, you know, for them to win. And, again, you know, everybody wanted to blame Cam Newton, and I get it. Cam's not my favorite quarterback in the world, but there was a lot of disrespect thrown at him. This team's not been good for a while, right? Like, essentially since Brady left, right? Like, they got old in a hurry, and we're starting to see the same issues that we saw last year pop up again this year. It wasn't all Cam Newton up there.
Well, at home here, Titans 25, Colts 16. Ryan Tannehill, one of his better games, 18 of 27, 197. I know he did have the two picks, but he also ran for 56 yards, career high. And the things that stood out to me is, one, the back end of the roster. The three touchdowns were Westbrook Akinney, Chester Rogers, and the running back.
McNichols.
Jeremy McNichols. Thank you. I'm patting over there. But then no A.J. Brown, curiously, no Julio Jones in that fourth quarter. But just, I thought, a methodical-type win yesterday. Although, and you're looking at players that I'm even on the other side of the ball. Ayeni, David Long. I mean, this bottom end of the roster is performing well.
Yeah, I think it goes to show how good of a quarterback Ryan Tannehill is.
Yeah.
It was sloppy yesterday. It wasn't pretty by any means offensively, but they had some really nice drives, really good, long, sustained drives. I was really impressed with that, all things considered, with A.J. Brown not out there, with Julio Jones in and out. You know, Tannehill made a lot of good things happen. I think that the Colts had, what, 10 or 13 points came off of turnovers, something around there. I think it was 10.
10 points, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, if those don't happen, the Titans probably win 30-7.
Yeah, the Colts offense only scored one touchdown. Even with all of that.
And I, the defensive pressure that the Titans got, you know, on Carson Wentz, obviously he can't move, but that defense was bull rushing yesterday. We haven't seen that really in a while. They were getting after Carson Wentz. You could see the game plan was exactly that because they knew how immobile Carson was. But there were some plays where, you know, linebackers, defensive linemen, they were shot out of a cannon. Like, it looked good to see that out of the Titans defense. We haven't seen that really in a while. But, yeah, I mean, you know what, a good win. You win at home. You beat a division rival, you know, that you need to take care of in those games. And they did it. It wasn't always pretty, but they did it. So give them a lot of credit. And they got the Jets this week. If they can win that game and you end the first month of the season 3-1, that's pretty good. Like, it's hard to win in this league. You start 3-1. Take that all day long.
You know, and I mentioned that at the top of the drive when it was 7-7, 8-play, 75-yard scoring drive, then late to put it away, the 14-play, 67-yard drive that ended up with Bullock's field goal to make it a two-possession game with under 3 minutes to go. So, yeah, those drives, and it was Tannehill making those plays with his legs, but finding players. I thought it was one of Tannehill's better games. It really was.
It was one of his better, tougher games. And I'll say this, it's very important that Tennessee has a kicker figured out. Good for Randy Bullock, good for this team. Because this team's going to need field goals, as most do in the NFL. If you're playing without a kicker, you're not going to win very much in this league. So the fact that they have a reliable kicker out there, that's worth its weight in goals. Kind of like a lawyer, right? Like, you don't need a good one till you need a good one, right? Like, that's a good thing for this team to have.
Alan Bell, 24/7. Follow him there, sportsline.com. Find out his stuff there. Who do you like tonight? What is it tonight? I had the numbers written down here. Eagles, Cowboys. Is Cowboys still -3.5?
3.5, yeah. Or somewhere, depending on what book. But I like the Cowboys in this one. Look, they're pretty much who we thought they are. They can score a lot of points. Your defense give up some points, too. Dak Prescott is 9-2 against the spread on extended rest. And I think we're overvaluing the Eagles off of a week one win against Atlanta, which a team's not very good, right? Like, I think that we're giving them a little too much credit. So, yeah, give me the Cowboys at home.
Go find that. If you like the Cowboys, go find that 3 and not the 3 in the hook, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Alan. Always fun, buddy.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Alan Bell, 24/7. That's how you can follow him on Twitter and sportsline.com. And if you're a player, look at what he does. We'll take your phone calls to the top of the hour, 615-844-5600.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no Northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. Straight Puck John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Haul. Pat Cook running things right here at the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. John Burton is off. Why do I always look over there when I say John Burton? Nobody's seeing it. John Burton is off until Thursday. and I look it over where he would be sitting. I don't know.
We miss you, John.
Yeah. Oh, John, hey, enjoy yourself, man. Get out of town. Get you some days because it's going to get even busier and busier. We hadn't even touched on the Predators yesterday. They had a split crew. 40 of the 55 players in training camp played yesterday in the split games, 5-4 overtime loss and a 3-1 loss to the Panthers. They're off today, practice tomorrow, play at Tampa Bay Thursday night. Preseason, but it's still.
The stats guy was a busy customer yesterday writing down all those names.
But, 40 of 55 players played in those two games yesterday. F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm primarily going to talk about pro football, but a couple of quick things. First of all, guys, Saturday, I think Georgia, to me, is the best team in college football. I mean, depending on what happens Saturday, I guess Arkansas, that's going to be a fantastic game, but I still think Georgia right now, to me, is the best team in college football. The way they look Saturday, it's just unbelievable.
Well, even with Arkansas beating Texas A&M on a neutral field, Georgia is an 18-point favorite.
So that's going to be interesting if anybody's going to take the points. I don't see Arkansas winning, but they could make it very interesting. And also in baseball real quick, it's just like St. Louis is on a roll. I can't stand the Cardinals. No, Greg, you can't stand them.
Well, the cool thing about that, yesterday, by the way, I sent out a tweet yesterday that after the Brewers clinched the Central Division that all we would be 2 hours of nothing but Brewers talk this morning. But as it is right now, the Cardinals have won 16 in a row. They got six games left. They can win all six of those, and they're still in the same place they're going to be. They're in the wild card against the Giants or most likely the Dodgers.
But it looks like it's going to be the Dodgers. If somebody's going to win 100 games, it could get put out because I certainly would not want to play the Cardinals
now. But here's the thing with the Cardinals, too. Let's just say where it is right now, they'll play the Dodgers in one game. They'll have to face Walker Buehler, who in my mind is the best pitcher in baseball right now, and then turn around and play the Giants. We know pretty much for sure. Yeah. Now the Braves are up 2.5 on Philly, but guess what? Tuesday through Thursday, Philly's in Atlanta.
So that's going to be interesting too. But now on the pro football, and just a few of the games yesterday, I tell you what, guys, the Rams definitely sold me. I think they're the best team in football right now. I wasn't sure about Matthew Stafford yesterday, but he proved something to me, and definitely looks like that Sean McVay definitely, what he gave up, it seems like it's well worth it. Got the team around them and stuff like that. They just looked awesome. Unless they just have a bunch of injuries fall apart, they're the best team in the NFC, and looks like Stafford early for MVP. It's going to be interesting. Of course, they host the Cardinals next week, so, you know, but I would say right now they're clearly the favorites in the NFC.
Well, that division, obviously, Cardinals, got to play the Seahawks. We don't know what the Seahawks are. 49ers probably should have won that game last night.
But you're right. That was a great game last night. And about the Chiefs, I think if you count them out, you count them out at your own peril. I heard a lot of people tweet yesterday that the Chiefs are done. I'm not ready to say that. I still think they can win the division, but it's definitely going to be tough this year. But the interesting thing is, before the last 2 weeks, Patrick Mahomes was undefeated in September and not throwing a pick. And now in the last two games, he lost, of course, back-to-back and also threw three picks. So it's the first time that they've ever lost back-to-back games. He's been a career. And the first time Andy Reid's under 500. Hopefully he's okay. I heard that they said he was suffering from dehydration yesterday, so hopefully he's okay. But, if you count up the Chiefs, it's at your own peril. But if you can't turn the ball over, which they've had the problem doing that, and their defense is kind of shaky.
And the Chargers are good, too. The Chargers are a good football team. So, all right, thank you, Eric. Yeah. Appreciate you, man.
Okay. Talk about the Detroit game, because they got screwed yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, with that
field goal.
Obviously, they got to be with a 66-yard field goal. But before that, there was a delay of game that was just not called. I mean, and you've got referees, you got replay. I don't know how you let that go. I just, it was like, three, four seconds at least. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even close.
Yeah. And also, I'm happy for the Titans. They won yesterday on my birthday, which makes me real happy.
Well, happy birthday. A belated happy birthday, Eric.
Yeah. Take care, guys.
All right. Eric's birthday. Well, good for him. Sounded pretty good. You know, tonight might well be the biggest game of the week. It is week 3, Monday night matchup, the Eagles and the Cowboys. You know what that's about? FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the NFL week, right, by winning $150 on a $5 bet. That's right. New customers, 30-1 odds on either team to win. A $5 bet will make you $150. There's so many things to do. I love the in-game parlays. I keep talking about that. You can do the sides. You can do the totals. You can do halftime totals. You can do stat totals on Prescott running, Prescott passing, yada, yada, yada. It is so cool. Who scores the first touchdown? There's so many ways to get, what you're doing, really. You're betting a little to win a lot. That's what you're doing. And it's offers like this that are just one of many reasons. You got to love betting the NFL on FanDuel, number one rated sportsbook app in America. Easy to use, safe and secure, fast payouts. FanDuel, sporting betting made simple. And they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Sign up with the promo code Greg P. And use it tonight. As a matter of fact, you can win $150 on a $5 bet. That's the promo code Greg P. And here comes the disclaimer. Got to be 21 and older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager and designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com. Gambling problem. Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. We'll take a break. Steve, you'll be first right after it.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
For today's sunny skies, a high 76, a partly cloudy night tonight, low 54. Saturday, sunny, high 80. Sunny Sunday, high 82. Monday, sunny, high 84. Sunny Tuesday, high again, 84. Utilizing the resources of the Bullabug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Get right back to the phones, the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, if you want to give us a call. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Steve.
JB's Giants got beat by the mighty Falcons and couldn't bear to come in today.
Maybe he foreshadowed it. He did tell us last week he was going to take some days off, and we said, hey, go. Because I don't know what – 2 weeks from today and 2 weeks from tomorrow, one of those I'll be off. I'll just tell you that. I don't know which one yet. Maybe both as soon as the schedule comes out, but that's when games 3 and 4 will be played in Atlanta if the Braves can hold up their end of the deal. They got a 2.5-game lead, but they got – Philly. Well, I guess we'll know, right? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, head to head.
Yeah. That's another reason I couldn't do y'all's job. Being such a sports fan, if my team, of course, Vanderbilt loses all the time, I get used to it. But it'd be hard to get excited sometimes. But anyhow, Vanderbilt almost scored Saturday.
Well, there's no, you know, this is the almost score. But, you know, this is 4 years in a row for the Brewers, and the second of those. And you know they were, out away from beating the Dodgers and going to the World Series. I went 26 years a fan of the Brewers without a playoff appearance. Okay, I'm not a fair weather fan.
It's overdue. Hey, speaking of Braves, speaking of baseball, I really enjoy watching the Braves and they're on y'all's channel. But I've got to be honest, Chip Carey just about he's almost unlistenable to me anymore. I know you're supposed to be a homer for your team, but man, I liked his dad, but it just
I like his grandfather better.
Was his grandfather okay? I got it mixed up.
Well, his dad was Skip, and his grandfather was Harry.
He was Harry, So I'm sure that name helps him get jobs. Man, the Braves have never done anything wrong. So it's I don't know, but that's who he works for. Do the Brewers have good TV guys?
Brian Anderson, who's the best in the business. He is the number two guy for CBS behind Jim Nance. And he'll be he works – you've seen him doing NBA games for TBS. Okay. And he'll be on the TBS. As a matter of fact, he will be doing the Brewers games on TBS. So, yeah, Brian Anderson and Beryl Schroeder. But their radio, the best. Bob Uecker. Come on, man. Yesterday, Saturday, they had Bob Uecker – day. He's been in baseball for on the air 60 years on the air.
Wow. Does he still travel?
He does. He good. Okay. And last night he was right in the middle of the champagne party too. And he was in there. Awesome. Everybody had goggles on, and then he was right in the middle of it, just straight from the booth. 84 years old.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Just a bit outside.
Hearing all his story.
Oh yeah. And I don't know if you could probably go find it, but whenever a lot of times when the Brewers are in a rain delay or rain out, Bob Costas and him do a one-on-one. Go find it, because he cracks Costas up the whole time, and Costas is in there trying to do a serious interview with him, you know, one of those sit down in leather chairs across from each other. But anyway, hey, thanks, Steve. Appreciate you, man.
Have a good day. Thanks, man.
Right. So I did get some Brewers talk in there. Hey, yep. Clinched the division yesterday. So now they can just sort of sit back and rest. Coming up next hour, Teresa Walker, as usual, 1025 from the Associated Press. Your phone calls as well.
WPDQ,
Frankspro.
On air and online, sports radio, WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Today's the deadline for healthcare workers in New York State to have gotten their first COVID shot or risk being fired. Some are worried about a shortage of nurses, but CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says mandates work.
We have seen that these vaccine mandates do get more people vaccinated. So I am enthusiastic about getting more people vaccinated because I think that's good to protect individuals. It's good to protect their own health, their families, and that of the communities around them.
A team of investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board is at the site of that Amtrak derailment in north central Montana. 3 people were killed, 7 were hospitalized. The train with more than 150 people on board jumped the tracks. A test vote is expected today in the Senate on raising the debt ceiling so the country doesn't default on the bills it owes. Also this week, the House is expected to vote on the $1 trillion infrastructure package. Many progressives say they'll only go along if it's tied to a much bigger package of social programs. This is ABC News.
Suicide is a national public health concern that affects all Americans, including veterans, their families, and their friends. September is Suicide Prevention Month, and Aaron Egan, Director of Community-Based Interventions for Suicide Prevention with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, encourages veterans to reach out for help.
The health and well-being of our nation's veterans is VA's highest priority. We want veterans, community leaders, and veterans' loved ones to know that by reaching out for support and resources today, suicide can be prevented later.
VA reminds everyone that they don't need special training to show a veteran they care.
During Suicide Prevention Month, VA encourages everyone to reach out to veterans in their lives. Reaching out may look different for each person, but we all have a role to play in preventing suicide.
For more information, visit reach.gov/SPM. Again, that's reach.gov/SPM.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold!
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From
from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Garvin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
It is hour number two. Want to hear from you. Boy Scott just told you the number, 615-844-5600 on the F&M Bank phone line. 20 minutes out from Teresa Walker, Associated Press, her weekly visit as well. But want to call us, please do. 615-844-5600. Take a spin around the SEC here. We hadn't really dug deep into that. Florida 38-14 over Tennessee. You know, Hooker, Hendon Hooker didn't play that badly, 13-23. 220 yards, couple touchdowns, and you know the big one to Javonte Payton, 75 yards. But Emory Jones, man, 144 rushing, 209 passing. He just seems, and I mentioned it earlier, the kind of quarterback that Dan Mullen likes to coach and prepare for his kind of offense. I mean, even back to a Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott is not a running quarterback, but they had some things set up for him to beat, you know, and he used his athleticism even at Mississippi State.
And I really think Dan Mullen, he gets a lot of hate for kind of how he talks, the whole Star Wars. He's a big Star Wars fan, but
he's weird.
Yeah, he's a weirdo, a weird guy.
Mike Leach is weird,
exactly. But I think he needs to get a lot of credit because last year, you look at his system with Kyle Trask, he is kind of evolved himself from last year, kind of staying in the pocket, just throw it 80 times a game. Now they're running the football. I heard on the Bill King show, credit Bill King. He right now Florida, they're the number three ranked rushing attack in college football, right behind the Naval Academy or the Naval and Army. So there's a lot to be said about adjusting your play style, your offense. And Dan Mullen, he is no stranger to switching up the offense. And right now Florida, they're rolling, looked really good against Alabama, but really took care of Tennessee in that second half.
Yeah. So, good win for Florida. Now off to Kentucky. We'll go through the schedule in just a few moments, just around the SEC. Georgia, we know about that, 62-0 over Vanderbilt. Good win for LSU at Mississippi State. And Ed Orgeron really needed that one.
He sure did. He needed that more than I think just about anybody in college football did, because there's been a lot of talk after that LSU kind of debacle the past couple of weeks. The AD has been coming down and watching practice, but I think he just needed a win. The team needed a win. A lot of doubt. Whenever you're losing, there's no confidence in the room. But there's some confidence after beating a Mike Leach team. And Bulldog fans are pretty just disappointed. More turnovers offensively. Yeah. The amount of interceptions, fumbles. It's just you don't expect that from a Mike Leach-led offense.
You know, in LSU, they've had three straight defensive coordinators. Let me tell you what. If Alabama had three, they won't. But on offense, though, they have, right? Guess what? You go to Alabama and you're the defensive coordinator. You go there and you're the offensive coordinator. They're not going to switch their scheme to fit you.
No.
This is what we do at Alabama, and you will coach it. LSU's had three different defensive coordinators in a row, and all three of them, you know, go from a 3-4 to a 4-3, and there's no continuity. You know, that's where Ed Orgeron's going to say, hey, this is the system we run, okay? And go hire a coach but they've basics they've changed 3 years in a row to suit the hire, and that's why I really think a large part of it. Missouri lost a tough one at Boston College in overtime, 41-34. You can go ahead and get my vote right now for Sam Pittman. I know I'm going to get the schedule out, but they're getting ready to run a gauntlet. But a good win over Texas A&M. Texas A&M was ranked 7th in the country if you go by the AP rankings. So good win, and it was convincing, too.
It sure was. Wasn't close. And Sam Pittman last year, kind of his hiring, his first year being last year, that was not the hot hire. That was not the sexy hire by any stretch.
Never was even a coordinator.
No, offensive line coach, I believe for Georgia, if I'm not mistaken. But he has come in there, and he has really implemented. You're talking about a style of play, what we're going to run defensively. That is a smash mouth football, Greg. And Arkansas fans are loving it. I've got a few friends of mine that go to church with me. And right now they have just got a style of play that teams don't want to play against.
Georgia on the road, Ole Miss on the road, and Auburn at home is coming up next. And you could include Texas A&M in that gauntlet as well. But, the good win Saturday, 20-10. Auburn struggled a little bit with Georgia State, 34-24. Kentucky goes on the road, beats South Carolina, 16-10. And in Alabama, just toys around with Southern Miss, 63-14. So here's what we got this coming. You want to try to guess the lines? I always try to.
Yeah, why not?
I always let John do this. 11 o'clock on ESPN, Arkansas at Georgia. We already know that. I mentioned that a minute ago. Georgia's an 18-point favorite. Tennessee is at Missouri at 11 o'clock on the SEC Network.
I'm going to go Missouri by a field goal.
Exactly.
Wow.
John, you've been fired. 2:30, actually, my Austin Peay game is not until 7 o'clock
at
TSU, so yeah. I'll be joining your tailgate up. Wait a minute. 22nd timeout from this radio show. I'm coming up to your alma mater that day. I expect barbecue, nice TV sets set up, attractive people to look at.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have the food platter laid out.
Are you tailgating?
Well, so Saturday for me is going to be a long one. I know the people don't really care about this. So kind of what I'm doing
well,
right
tell
now.
Tell us anyway.
Right now I'm doing for Austin Peay. I'm helping with all their game day production stuff. Cool. So they've got a volleyball game at 1. So I've got to be there at 10 o'clock at Austin Peay. Volleyball game at 1, so I do that. Once that is over, I'm heading straight to the stadium for to help set up. We got, I think, set up at like 4 or something like that. So, and then the game, it probably won't be over until about 10:30. It's going to be three and a half hour game. So it's going to be a long day, but I'm going to have that nice little food platter set out. Any restaurant you want, Buffalo Wild Wings, whatever you want. You're Clarksville's guest. I can't wait to see you there.
Yeah. I'll sneak in and sneak out. I'll do it that way. Should be fun. All right. Ole Miss at Alabama, though. The spread moved quick. What do you think? Ole Miss at Alabama. That's obviously the CBS 2:30 game.
Yeah.
And I see
Alabama favored. I'm going to go Alabama by, I'm going to go 8.
It opened at 17.5. It's now 14.5.
Wow.
2:30 also on the SEC Network. Troy at South Carolina. Won't even mess with that. South Carolina's an 8-point favorite. 5 o'clock on ESPN, Florida at Kentucky.
I'm going to go Florida by 10.
Florida by 8. 6 o'clock on the SEC Network, Mississippi State at Texas A&M.
Texas A&M, I'm going to go by 2 touchdowns.
It opened at 8. It's now 10. UConn at Vandy. Man, you can throw the record books out on this one. Does UConn even have a team?
Apparently they still do. Okay, they're still kicking.
Yeah, they didn't. I know they shut it down last year. 6:30 on ESPNU, so national television game here. Well, the SEC Network's national too, but UConn at Vandy.
I'm going to go Vandy by a field goal.
14.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And then the nightcap, I love these late games. 8 o'clock, Auburn at LSU on ESPN. Auburn at LSU.
At LSU, I think LSU's still going to be an underdog, so I'm going to go Auburn by 4.
LSU by open to 4. LSU's a 3-point favorite. I'm not sold on all.
I'm not either.
Yeah. 615-844, although they did hang at Penn State, but anyway, 615-844-5600. Greg Pug, John Burton with a couple days off. He'll be back in here Thursday. Tomorrow morning, none other than Big Joe Dubin will be sitting in here hanging out with us for the 2 hours. Let's go to the phones, the F&M Bank phone line. Sal up in Jersey. What's up, Sal?
What's going on? How you doing, Greg?
Doing good, man.
Well, obviously, Tennessee's coming down my way this week, so it was really important to get this win because I didn't want to be a downer like you see me be each week if Tennessee didn't pull this off. But a couple things I just want to touch on. First of all, David Long is a very, very good linebacker. I'm very excited that he's finally gotten his chance. He's really making the most of it. And if he's trending in the direction that he's looking like he's trending, then we've got a lot to be happy about in that sense. And I don't know what the seriousness of our wide receiver injuries are, but it's definitely something we got to keep an eye on because A.J. Brown did not look happy or healthy while he was on that sideline for the majority of the game. So a lot of things we need to tighten up, no pun intended. But all in all, good teams will win when they play well, and great teams sometimes find a way to win when they don't play so well. And I think that's what this team did, and it's very promising. So very excited to see what we got coming up next week. We got a couple of hopefully easy games for us, and we'll take this division by storm. So.
Well, you know, and back to David Long, a little undersized, but, man, he is fast. He along that's what he took the angle to run down that – was it the running back out of the backfield with the catch there? And, man, he ran him down. And so, yeah, David Long, the defense only gave up really, what, one touchdown, right? It was 10 points off the turnovers, but the Colts were only 3 of 12 on third down conversions. But the bottom end of the roster, the three touchdowns, McNichols – just who I had in my parlay, right? Chester Rogers and Westbrook Akina. And then on the other side of the ball, Ayini is playing well. I mean, you just and the A.J. Brown thing, you don't want to mess around with a hamstring. You mess around and tear that, he's done for the year, okay? You got to get that well. Julio thing is still a mystery. If he couldn't go, that's fine. But, you know, you're saying it's maybe, you know, positional or whatever, or no, I'm not, but sort of the but there was a 3rd and 10. You think, man, why is Julio Jones not on the field right now?
Yeah, something weird tells me that maybe him and Mike Vrabel are not really getting along too well to start this season off. Between the comments he made after week one, and you know, you got to assume, even though the offense coordinator is calling the plays, that he has some say in the fact that he could tell him get out on the field if he wants him to be on the field. But either way, I don't know what really is going on there, but I'm assuming it's going to be taken care of. But, yeah, like I said, this is a great win. You got to take advantage of these division games, especially with the poor performances we see by the other three teams. So, yeah, I'm very excited. There's nothing for me to be down on for once, Greg. You should be happy about that. And, yeah, hopefully we take care of business at MetLife. I'll be there, and I'm really excited. So I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Thank you, Sal. Appreciate it, man. Sal in Jersey, if you want to follow him, do. Can't off the top of my head think of his Sal Man Freddy. Is his I'll look his Twitter handle up, but he's a good follow. Fun follow. You know, he's I hate to say it, but he's a more of a fun follow when the Titans lose. he loves them, man. He loves them. And I knew he's going to be at MetLife. By the way, the Titans, that spread has opened up at -7.5, which is a big number. So sticking with the Titans, what do we have? Vrabel? What do we have over here? You set it up there.
Yeah, so we've got Ryan Tannehill here. We talked about how his legs have really been a luxury for the Titans offense. Well, Mike Vrabel, he would like him to slide a little bit more, and Ryan Tannehill kind of goes into it on what him and Vrabel's conversations have been like.
Yeah, I got some words from Vrabel, and I'm sure I'll get more tomorrow when we're watching the tape. But yeah, I try not to take any big hits. Obviously, try to be smart with it. You know, if I can get on an edge or on a shoulder and it's not going to be a big hit, then, you know, I'm all right with it. But definitely don't want to take one square. I think that second one, he caught me pretty square, and definitely should have slid that one time. So, you know, you look at those, and then the last run right on the sideline, you know, trying to get the first down and stay in bounds there. So, you know, didn't really think a slide was a good option there.
Yeah. Vrabel doesn't want his quarterback going down, okay?
No.
Yeah.
It's funny because we had Scotty Walden on, and he is kind of the complete opposite. He didn't mind his quarterback kind of taking a hit or two, Austin Peay head coach, but with Mike Vrabel, it is very consistent.
A different animal, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah, because of who's behind them.
Sure.
Yeah. So, anyway, whatever you want to think, you know, the second interception, Chester Rogers – you know, NFL players got to make that play or not let anybody else make that play, and it was zipped in there. It had some heat on it, but it popped up in the air, and then, you know, that turnover. The first one over the middle, sometimes Vrabel will give you a good comment, and here's what he said about that interception.
Threw it into a pep rally, bounced off our shoulder, tried to catch it with our shoulder pads, and then, you know, second guy coming in on Nick. So we got to take care of the football and figure out a way to take it away. That's the
You know, there's some techniques, there's some decisions that go into these things, and then there's some, you know, some technique that's involved.
Threw it into a pep rally. It was. He goes, who's he throwing it at? It was, nah, he just needs to eat it.
And last year for the Titans, they really didn't turn it over that much. Tannehill did a good job keeping hold of it. Not many fumbles at all, even with the kind of reshaped offensive line. But this season, that has been a consistent. They've yet to go a game without turning the ball over, and it didn't end up hurting them yesterday, but when they were that behind in the turnover battle, I was kind of surprised they pulled that one out, just because when you see the turnover margin like it was yesterday, that's usually a pretty good indicator on who's going to pull out the game.
Yeah. Anyway, off to the Jets, 7.5-point favorites. By the way, 67,914 showed up yesterday, and, of course, it was the Colts, a division game, just a beautiful, beautiful day. And so a good day all the way around for the Titans, and we'll see. What's up with Julio Jones? Is it a issue between, you know, at Sal? I don't think so, but I don't know. But Vrabel's not above. If Julio on one play just sort of tanks it and doesn't continue with his block or something or another, that's the kind of stuff that Vrabel will. But you got to have your player. There's two different things. There's playing hurt and there's playing injured. You don't want to play injured, but in that league, you're going to play hurt.
I agree, and I think it's interesting because last year on the Falcons, Julio Jones kind of had the injuries. They kept pushing him back in practice and ended up just kind of blowing up in their face, had to really go out with a season-long injury. But this season, Titans have been cautious, and I think that's more of what we're seeing from Mike Vrabel here. The game was going towards it's going to be a Derrick Henry run-the-ball show in that second half, but I think for Julio Jones, he didn't look upset or anything on the sideline, just standing next to A.J. Brown, but one thing they do, they want him in December and January. They don't really need him now in a game where you're going to run it 30 times, but they need to get it figured out. And I thought it was surprising just because the game he had against the Seahawks, I thought just more of the same this week, but it was kind of more of what we saw in week one against the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, and through training camp as well. You know, buying a car can be overwhelming, especially now the demand is back in full swing. Well, lucky for you, Edmunds has been taking the stress out of car shopping for over 50 years. Edmunds editors drive over 500,000 miles every year, testing thousands of hours on hundreds of new vehicles, reviewing almost every vehicle on the market, ranking the best ones in each category so you can narrow your search and compare options side by side to find the best vehicle for you when you're ready. Edmunds makes it easy to find options in your area with accurate price estimates. And, you know, they have these top-rated awards. You know, they rank all of these vehicles in their categories as well. They take into consider performance, certainly comfort, certainly the fuel economy, the value. That's got to be at the top of the list, right? What you pay for it, are you getting a good value? The technology involved with it. And so these are the things that Edmunds does for you before you go buy a car. And it's and they've been doing it for a half a century. Edmunds is here to guide you to your perfect vehicle. Visit Edmunds.com to see their best car rankings and search for vehicles near you. That's Edmunds.com, Edmunds.com for cars. There's Edmunds. Coming up next from the Associated Press, Teresa Walker.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. Again, that's 800-830-8147.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 84. Mainly clear skies tonight, low 60. Tuesday, sunny, high 86. Clear Tuesday night, low 62. Sunny Wednesday, high 86. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
By the way, I've been corrected by all of the UConn fans in our market listening. Flannel Fred, whose Twitter handle is @PlazFan, which automatically gives him no credibility, at the Pokester. Hey, Greg, UConn is coming in somewhat hot. They almost beat Wyoming on Saturday when they were a 31-point underdog. And my good buddy Kevin Hedrick, or Kay Hedrick, UConn lost to Wyoming last week, 24-22. Wyoming's pretty damn good. They are 4-0. Wyoming is good. UConn has covered the last two games. Take UConn in the points. That's that's my Brad Powers take. It's not going to be a walk in the park, apparently, to all of our UConn football fans in the market. We appreciate our Huskies fans. Man, if they don't beat UConn.
Who knew we awoke the UConn faithful in the middle
UConn football.
Yes.
Yeah, on top of that, go Huskies. Teresa Walker, Associated Press. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. I'll just say this to the UConn fans in the Nashville area. SEC Shorts has a great little video out this morning, and watch it. It's about Arkansas leaving the FBS basement. And they all settle out into, with Vanderbilt to watch Vanderbilt 62-0 loss to Georgia. I've got colleagues who are UConn grads. Even they can't wait for women's basketball season to start.
Well, of course, I'm being facetious, obviously. Kevin's a Tennessee fan. I don't know who Flannel Fred's a fan of. But anyway, I just thought it was funny I think it's the first time in my professional career I've been told anything about UConn football. But anyway, Titans yesterday. First, I just want to start with Ryan Tannehill. One of his best, most complete game, the two interceptions notwithstanding. But 18 of 27, 197, three touchdowns, and the 56 rushing yards, his career high. And I just thought Tannehill was so good yesterday.
And if not for a couple of kneel downs, he would have had a new career high. He was at 58 until at the end there where they were just taking the knee. So, one of those interceptions went off a receiver's hand. So, there was the one that he kind of threw to Darius Leonard because Tommy Hudson, I don't know what happened on that play. But absolutely. I mean, when you think about the fact that they're grinding out that game and finishing off the win with Westbrook Akina, and Racy McMath. I mean, think about this. Racy McMath, the seventh round pick out of LSU, is out there, and he got more than a few snaps. I mean, he had almost twice as many snaps. You know, aggravated a hamstring possibly on that long shot down the right sideline early in that game. But, he's out there with Jeremy McNichols. I mean, just, you know, the cast of other characters, the guys that, you know, at the bottom of the receiving corps, shall we say, bottom of the depth chart, and he's out there helping finish off that game. So it was an impressive performance. And as he said afterwards, you know, about the turnovers, it's like the important thing is they win. And, guys, just to note, that was their first win since October 7, 2007, when they've had a -3 turnover situation there. So wow. You know, the defense didn't force one. They held them to, you know, think about it. 10 of those points that the Colts scored out of the 16 off of turnovers. So, you know, the defense did a fairly good job of holding things down considering they had a short field a couple times.
Yeah, I only gave up the one touchdown and the third down conversions for the Colts, only 3 of 12. That'll win a lot of games for you as well. And then just the methodical pounding of Derrick Henry, 28 for 113. But the things that stood out to me when the Colts tied it up at 7-7, an 8-play, 75-yard drive, nearly 6 minutes, and then the Westbrook-Akini touchdown. Also in the fourth, a 5-play, 59-yard drive, and then at the end, to make it a two-score, a two-possession game again, 14-play, 67, but 14 plays, 67 yards, ending with the Bullock field goal from 32 out. Those three drives, I just thought, I don't care who was on the field, Tannehill just seemed like he was in control.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. I mean, I know that apparently there's some Titan fans upset that it wasn't a bigger win, and it could have, should have been a bigger win, right? If not for the turnovers. Two of those turnovers were inside the Colts 20. So, you know, if at least you get a couple of field goals out of that, you should be in much better shape. Plus, the, you know, turnovers mean the Colts don't have some easier field. But, you know, it just felt like the Titans were in control of that game, you know, fairly early. Yeah, they go 3 and out, and then once they got back on the field, you know, they kind of settled in. And, you know, one thing that Ryan Tannehill said after the game is, like, you know, overcoming adversity. And, you know, sometimes it's 3 and out, sometimes it's turnover, sometimes it's injuries. And I think we saw that from the Titans yesterday. You know, think about how many teams in recent years, not too recent years at all. I mean, you know, that 5 and 27 years, if they'd have one turnover, they sometimes just kind of, you could see them almost turtling up, curling up, and giving up almost, right? And in this situation, they just kept going, and kept making plays. And the defense, you know, showing signs of what they were hoping to be, you know, not completely tested with Wentz being limited by the sprained ankle, but their best defensive performance in a couple of years easily.
Well, and you wondered at cornerback, certainly Jackrabbit, is what he is. He's solid. But the emergence now of Christian Fulton, who knows? Last year he was hurt a lot. I know he got dinged up several times, kept coming back on the field. But right now, you know, you spend a second-round draft pick on a cornerback, you expect him to be an impact player. And Christian Fulton right now, I think, is it.
Oh, completely agree, Greg. I mean, you know, we didn't see as much of him as I think they would have liked to last year because of the injuries. But he is absolutely coming through for them this season. I mean, you can make the argument that he is kind of becoming their top cornerback. I mean, the guy is there. He's making plays. And the thing I'm going to go back to, you asked Mike Vrabel about this kid, and he makes it clear he's excited. That's the word Vrabel uses, excited to see this young man play this year.
Well, and he's got good size on top of everything else. I mean, you know, a lot of these cornerbacks are like little water bugs running around out there, but he does. And but then the other way around, David Long, maybe not the biggest, but he tracked down that running back along the sideline with that little flare pass. His speed, and David Long, and it was just all over the field.
David Long played a ton of snaps yesterday, guys. It just feels like with his speed and, you know, he's developing. You know, it feels like he knows what he's doing now out there on the field. It just, I think we're going to see more and more of this young man as we move forward.
Teresa Walker, Associated Press, follow her on Twitter, at Teresa M. Walker. Is there a mystery to the Julio Jones thing, or are we just going to make too much out of that? It's overreaction Monday, by the way.
Well, I think people are overreacting, Greg. I mean, the simple fact of the matter is, yeah, he's Julio Jones. You want to worry, you want to see him out there, but do you really need to see him out there? You know, I think that Mike Vrabel has always made it clear that players' health is what's going to matter most, and you need Julio Jones in the games where it's Buffalo in mid-October, followed by the Chiefs, and then a couple weeks after that, a game at the Rams. Remember, anyone watched last night's game? You're going to need him for those moments. Do you need him in the fourth quarter when you're trying to mop up against a struggling Colts team? I'm going to argue no. And it's okay to, you know, let him go to the sideline. And you know, you've got these guys active. Let Cam Batson play. You know, some more of Nick Westbrook-Ikhina. These are guys that you're going to need at times as well. And there's nothing better than to get them some live reps out there on the field. So, you know, calm down, people. Now, if Julio Jones shows up on the injury report Wednesday, then maybe panic. But at the moment, no.
Panic. About panic, huh? Panic. Wow. Run down the streets with your head on fire. Yeah.
Well, that's what people sound like, right? I had people on Twitter saying, what's going on with Julio? And it's like, calm down, people. It's okay.
Relax, right? Isn't it what Aaron Rodgers said? Just R-E-L-E-X?
That's what Frankie Goes to Hollywood said.
Wow. What a and what was that movie? Brian De Palma's movie that was in. Oh, you know what I'm talking about?
I do. The one with Angie Dickinson in it?
Yeah, and Melanie Griffith. And, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I'll look it up tomorrow. All right, Teresa Walker with us. You know, the defense, back to the defense, much maligned. And again, I really thought very smart. The blitzes and the pass rush were straight on. Instead of coming from the side, you'd think, well, you know, okay, he doesn't have any mobility because of the two sprained ankles. Yet they went straight at him, knowing he didn't have the mobility to go left or right. I thought that was very smart.
Absolutely. What's the shortest line between two points, right? And that's kind of what they did. And it was interesting to see the pressure, particularly Harold Landry. You know, I think he finished up with another half sack. But his amount of quarterback pressures in that game, I saw a stat. I retweeted it last night. I think it was NFL or Next Gen Stats. You know, it was like the third most quarterback pressures at a certain time. You know, so he's quietly putting together a good season to start. Really curious to see what happens when Bud Dupree is able to do more than be an emergency option on the sideline.
Are you out walking, Teresa?
I'm sorry, guys. I'm in Memphis for the Grizzlies meet.
Oh,
today,
and it okay.
At the top of the hour.
Okay, well, that's cool. So Memphis Grizzlies media day today, huh?
Exactly.
Wow.
And so, you know, no offense, but it starts at 11, and it's like it's just easier if I walk on.
Well, I just don't want you. You know, I didn't want you to get hit.
I'm not. I know how to watch for traffic.
Oh, that should be the Grizzlies. Of course, we carry their games right here on National Sports Radio. It's hard to believe. I mean, even with that, you know, the Predators played a split squad game down at the Panthers, and Sunrise played 40 of the 55 players in training camp. They lost both 5-4 in overtime, 3-1, and then they back at it tomorrow practice. Then they play Tampa Bay Thursday down there. But I guess October is what, Friday? Man, it's here, isn't it? I mean, you're talking about doing the NBA, college basketball is getting ready to start practice, and then the Preds, a week from Thursday night, open the season against the Kraken. I thought I'd cheer you up, Teresa.
Well, thank you, Greg. And college basketball is about to start practicing too. I got an email that University of Memphis is having their first practice tomorrow. So it's like, yeah, that's getting started as well. So, yeah, there's nothing going on whatsoever, right?
Teresa, I asked you this. Were you at the Vandy game Saturday?
Yes, I was.
Bless your heart.
You
should get battle pay for that, right?
I do get paid. Hazard pay might be a good thing sometimes, but here's the thing. This program, you can say, maybe the 59-0 loss to Alabama 3 years ago should have been a wake-up call. You know, I like Derek Mason, but he just changed coordinators so often that there was no continuity. And Clark Lee has walked into a situation that I think people are now starting to realize that it's worse than what they thought. don't blame it on Clark Lee. I'm sorry. There's been a lot of personnel changes and stuff. You know, he's going to need maybe a year or two more than you'd have thought to have a chance to get this thing turned around. He's got to get more players in there. He's got to get the guys he wants in there. And, you know, Georgia wasn't tested. I mean, guys, I think I've put it in my story. They may have gotten a better workout through the week from their scout team than they got on Saturday.
You know, and you're exactly right. Derek Mason, and we all like Derek Mason, but 2 years too many. There was no doubt about it, and it had gotten to the point now where you just the level of talent on this team is you saw it there, and I don't think it was a fluke. I mean, the disparity there, 62-0. Now, Georgia may well be the best team in the country. I dare say they probably are, them in Alabama, of course, but still, giving up a touchdown on the first five drives, you're in the SEC. I don't care who you are.
Well, and here's the thing. We'll know more about Georgia on Saturday when they play Arkansas, for sure. I mean, Clemson losing to NC State, you know, maybe Clemson just isn't what we all thought they were, right? So it's going to be interesting to see how they move forward. But, you know, this is going to be a tough season for Vandy fans. I mean, it felt like I was watching a game during the Rod Dowhower tenure, short as it was, or the early couple of years of Bobby Johnson, another guy who had success once he got his players into the system.
You did something that I don't want you to ever do again, okay?
What?
Because I was the beat writer for the Rod Dowhower era for the Nashville. Do not ever bring that name up again. Because it gives it. I covered that team.
Years, right?
Oh my gosh, but anyway. But yeah, you know what? And I agree with you. This, if you put this on Clark Lee, I don't care if it was 100-0. That you're off base. You really are. He was left with a dumpster fire. There's no doubt about it. And it's going to take. You know, and it's not a 3 or 4 year deal. I mean, I've always said this is what you saw with Bobby Johnson because he got into that 6th, 7th. Year. It's going to take you. I think you judge Vanderbilt coaches in years 5, 6, and 7 when they've had total recruiting classes 3 years in a row flush them their way through. I don't put any of this on Clark Lee, quite frankly.
Greg, the things that stand out to me this time, Clark Lee is a coach who has the chancellor, the AD behind them, an actual fundraising program that is underway and has been underway since March. Vandy United Fund, and he's got, you know, we can see the plan that he's got to get his guys in here. You know, the hiring of Barton Simmons, you know, that's to help identify the guys who can play at Vanderbilt and fit Vanderbilt, what he's wanting to do. So, you know, there's a plan, there's funding, it's all there. It's just, you know, unfortunately, it's going to take time.
Teresa Walker at Teresa M. Walker on Twitter. Thank you, Teresa. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, and follow my Twitter feed. At the top of the hour, we're going to be doing some Grizzlies media updates.
Okay, cool. All right. Thank you, Teresa.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Oh, by the way, the reason John Burton didn't ask any questions, John's not here. He will be back on Thursday, taking a few days off. Good for him, too, really. And because 2 weeks from today and tomorrow, I probably will not be here. I know one of them I won't be. For sure. Anyway, and now Rosales Home Innovations is on the air reminding all drivers to save the text message for a time when it's not going to cause an accident. Common sense, right? Put down your cell phones and never text and drive. It's against the law. This safety message is brought to you by Rosales Home Innovations, locally and family owned and operated, serving the area with more than 10 years of experience for all your painting, contracting, drywall insulation, and repair. Superior building solutions for quality service from a name you can trust. Call Rosales Home Innovations, 931-639-3561, 931-639-3561. That's Rosales Home Innovations, professionals who care. Hey, I want to do this Gus Johnson thing after that. I love Gus Johnson. He's back on the NFL. Yesterday was his first game back with Fox, right? Where's he been? I mean, my gosh, and it's real. We'll do that. And your phone calls as well, 615-844-5600.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Companies. If you thought you missed your chance to refinance and save, think again. Mortgage rates have recently dropped, and Rocket Mortgage can help you save big when you call 8338-ROCKET today. For example, with a $250,000 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, you could get a new low rate under 3%. If your current rate is over 3.75%, you could lower your payment by over $100 a month, saving thousands in interest. But you've got to act now, because no one knows how long these low rates will last. So when you need a simple way to get big savings, Rocket can. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Refinance offer assumes a rate of 2.99%, 3.21% APR, 70% loan-to-value ratio for the cost of 1.75 points. $4,375 due at closing. Monthly payment of $1,052.66. Taxes and insurance not included. Payment will be greater. Rates current as of 7/26/21. Conditions apply. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
It's a Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
It's Greg Pogue, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Haul, coldest team in town. John, with a few days off, he'll be back Thursday in studio tomorrow, hanging out with us. The boys are back together. Big Joe Dubin is going to come in for a couple hours, and we'll have to call Hazmat's team afterwards to fumigate the place.
Looking forward to that. I've seen Joe a few times at the DCA football games. His son goes to DCA, a big-time football player over there.
Yeah,
so
he's little Big Joe.
Yeah, he
or
sure
Big
is.
Little Joe. Yeah. I don't know. One of the two.
A part of a good DCA group right now.
Just a freshman.
Yep, too. Fantastic season. So I look forward to that.
The that's where we met, but you didn't remember. One day you had a what did they call it, where you follow?
Job shadow.
Job shadow. Thank you very much. Duh.
No.
And you would come to our show when it was over in Metro Center, our studios were, and Joe and I were doing the show together, and you sat in that morning, and then you followed him, I guess, some TV stuff and everything. And then when you came back here, when did it occur to you that – you're producing the show that I was the host of, and you had forgot. I'm glad I made a big impact on you there.
Well, I just
tell the truth.
I just remember that we had Big Joe, and I remember going there and kind of meeting everybody, and I honestly had a great time. And that's why I continued wanting to do what I was doing, because I just had a
great... We didn't scare you off?
Absolutely not. I just had a great time. If I'm not mistaken, the Omni brought over some biscuits. I remember they brought biscuits over. I'm like, man, this is awesome. But it was awesome, an awesome experience. I don't know what made me remember, but I remember you talking about how Big Joe used to be your co-host. It's like, that was Greg.
Wow, thank you, Pat. Appreciate it.
I'm so
sorry. That's okay. I'm secure. I'm secure enough.
But
we will continue.
Yeah,
let me just absorb this. Yeah. No, I'm teasing. No, it was funny, though. And I remember you. And you're doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
You really have really energize and try to do the best. What do you got over there for me?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I saw the beginning of it. Gus Johnson was back in the NFL play-by-play for Fox. Of course, he's doing college stuff.
Mm.
And basketball. Yeah, I just love Gus Johnson, but here's why. It's real. A lot of people wouldn't do it. It is so real with him. Stephen A. Smith, fake, and they're in different genres, of course. But what are we going to hear from? I got to hear me some Gus.
Yeah, Gus Johnson, his first game back, he got to call a Jacksonville Jaguars game. Alongside,
welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. So he got to do the Arizona and Jaguars game, and Jamal Agnew had a 109, not punt return, but a field goal return,
right,
for a touchdown.
Like the kick six for Alabama-Auburn, right?
Indeed.
And, well, 109's the record.
Yep.
It can't be 110.
Can't go 110.
Yep, so here's Gus Johnson on that call.
Down and up. That's short. Agnew brings it out of the end zone. Agnew still running. Agnew gets it. Agnew touchdown. Takes it down. 109 yards. Incredible.
He fell over. and the crowd noise almost drowned him.
Right,
out,
yeah, they had it too hot on there.
you got to love Gus Johnson. And then yesterday, maybe we can find that 66-yard field goal to walk-off game winner Justin Tucker, the new NFL record. I'm old enough to remember when I was younger. Tom Dempsey, when he kicked the 63-yarder for the Saints, of course, with the flat. He had no toes, right? It was like almost like a croquet mallet or something. But I remember that and how it just barely got underneath. This is a 66-yard walk-off field goal by Justin Tucker for the Ravens. Of course, they were the beneficiary of a no-call on a delay of game. But anyway, a walk-off NFL record, 66-yarder.
On its way. It bounces off the crossbar, and it's good!
Oh, my goodness! Did that just happen, Greg?
Of course, was that the Ravens crew or the
that was the CBS crew right there.
And my Lord, I'm surprised we hadn't heard from Dr. Detroit. I mean, what a way to live.
That is unbelievable.
The Lions lose a game on a 66-yard NFL record that bounces off the crossbar.
And Justin, in his interview after, he said he was well short from 65 in warm-ups.
Yeah.
So that little extra juice he had, and I tell you what, we're talking about the Titans kicker, and they've got the luxury now of making 40-yard field goals. Well, the Ravens, I mean, as soon as they get across midfield, they're pretty much in range for the guy, and there he goes. Well,
you see the same, both those teams last night. I mean, it was Gould, right? Yep. He hit a, 50-yarder to win the game?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for the Packers, just unbelievable kick. He's been doing it forever, yeah. Mason Crosby. So
now, that's what I meant, Mason Crosby. What did I say? Gould the other way.
Right.
But Mason Crosby, just trots out there and walk in the park, 50-yarder to win it. All right, let's take a break. When you want to, Patton.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get your action out of every game day. And when you win, they even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Just place a bet on any game and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you do not win your first bet. Seriously, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that I sent you. Again, that promo code TAS. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code TAS.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In Event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCV are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 84. Mainly clear skies tonight, low 60. Tuesday, sunny, high 86. Clear Tuesday night, low 62. Sunny Wednesday, high 86. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got a few more moments and then we're 88 out of the gate. Adios to Zeus. Tomorrow, John is taking a few days off. Be back in Thursday. Big Joe Dubin is going to be the guest co-host tomorrow, all 2 hours, sitting in studio with us. That should be a lot of fun as well. Plaster this afternoon from 2 to 4. Of course, Zach and Bruno and Ray with the afternoon stretch from 4 to 6. No Braves baseball. They took 3 out of 4 from the Padres, who just tanked, and then the Phillies took 3 out of 4 from the Pirates, got shut out yesterday. With 6 games remaining, a 2.5-game lead for the Braves and over the Phillies, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 6:20, all 3 games, 6:05, the pregames on each one of those. So the Phillies will be going into Atlanta for a 3-game set down 2.5. So the Braves could clinch it, or they could be in second place if either, you know, sweep either way.
Nervous are you, Greg, for that series?
I'm not. I am, because I'm not going to be able to go to Philly. I'm pulling for the if the Brewers lose, I don't want them to lose to the Phillies.
No.
Okay, I'd rather them lose to the Braves. I like the Braves, and I'm going to Game 3, and if there's a Game 4, I'm going to that down in Atlanta 2 weeks from today and 2 weeks from tomorrow. Don't know the game times yet. What would be perfect would be a Monday night and a Tuesday afternoon. Now, sometimes they don't do that, but that would be perfect for me. You see the game that night, spend the night, get up next day, see the game, drive home.
Right.
Actually, I think I'm going to drive home after the game Tuesday night, regardless. You know, I'd rather save a hotel room and just drive, you know, from Marietta to where I live is about 3.5 hours, you know, and at night. And, you know, if I'm going to be driving, if it's game four, I'm going to be driving disappointed, or I'm going to be driving, you know, moving on to the NLCS. Or the NLDS. No, that is NLDS. NLCS. So either way, I'll be awake the next 3 or 4 hours, so I might as well drive home.
Well, I for one, I really don't have much of a horse to pull for in this one necessarily, but I hope for you the Braves can pull it
out. Well, it's good for us. Good business, you know, the Braves on our station. So, yeah, that is as well. Tampa Bay clinched. The Yankees are now in the wild card. Swept the Red Sox as well. So Boston a game back, Toronto a game back, Seattle a game back, so 2 games back rather as well. So and really the other one is the Giants winning 3 in a row. They got a 2-game lead over the Dodgers. The loser of whoever finishes second will turn around and play the Cardinals, who've now won 16 in a row. They could win the next. They got the Brewers coming in. Brewers don't have any. You know, Brewers are already. It's trying to get healthy, set your rotation, everything for that. And I'm quite frankly, I'm glad the Brewers clinched yesterday, not having to go to St. Louis for 3, then L.A. for the Dodgers for 3 to close the season. And you know the Dodgers will be playing for, you know, obviously try to stay out of that wild card. And, anyway, baseball, man. I was happy yesterday. Celebrated a division championship playoffs 4 years in a row.
You know, I really was expecting the 2 hours to be all Brewersville. We can put the Titans on the back burner after a Titans win. But
yeah.
No,
2 hours of Brewers, is that what we're going to do? Yeah. Don't tempt me. We could have that hopefully in about 3-4 weeks. If they, you know what I'm pulling for? I'm pulling for Brewers and Tampa Bay.
Yep.
That way. I'd be more apt to go to the Tampa Bay games than I would in Milwaukee.
But, well, I mean, your connections. You've got got houses to sleep at.
Yep, I got people. I got people.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a freeloader. So, anyway. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening. As I said, John will be off till Thursday. Big Joe Dubin's going to be in here tomorrow morning for both hours, hanging out with us. Thank you for listening. Jim Rome is next.